As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Be Good to Yourself by Orson Swett Marden, published in 1910. No life is really happy until it is helpful, is really successful until it is radiant with joy and gladness, the gladness of good cheer, of goodwill toward everybody, of a spirit of camaraderie toward all people. Only by giving of ourselves can we hold what we have, can we grow. We have all met the habitual belittler, who never sees any good in anything which does not immediately concern them or advance their interests. The person who is always flinging out sarcasms, sticking a knife into other people's backs, making light of others' motives, finding faults and defects in their characters, and implying that they are not what they ought to be, or pretend to be. The habit of belittling is a confession of weakness, of inferiority, of a small, jealous, envious nature. A confession that one's life is not well poised, well balanced. The large magnanimous soul has no room for jealousy, for the belittling spirit, but instead magnifies the good and minimizes the bad. The spirit of generosity and kindness is an indication of greatness of soul. Jealousy, envy, and a disposition to deny others the credit which belongs to them are marks of a small nature, a pinched mentality. A kindly spirit always accompanies largeness of nature, breadth of character. The individual who belittles a competitor only exhibits to the world their own narrowness and stinginess of soul. A person with a really large nature is generous and charitable even to their worst enemy. The belittler does not realize that in disparaging others, in discounting the achievements of competitors, they are exposing the smallness of their nature. And not only that, but are all the time making the person they are talking to think less of them. We little imagine that when we draw a picture of others, we draw one of ourselves. A small mean soul sees only small mean things in others. A really great nature sees only the good qualities of others. Unfortunately, men and women of great ability, who have been distinguished for brilliant intellectual gifts, great tenacity and purpose, people who have really done big things have frequently been insanely jealous and envious of others, especially those in the same profession or business as themselves. One reason why we get stingy results from our life work is because we are not more generous givers of ourselves, of our sympathy and encouragement. We must give more in order to get more. The person who is stingy with their sympathy, their helpfulness, their praise and appreciation, pinches, starves, and strangles their own nature. It is the generous giving of ourselves that produces the generous harvest. Many people are so stingy of their sympathies, praise, and appreciation, so afraid of giving something away, that their natures are stunted and starved for the lack of sunshine and air. It is astonishing how rapidly a person will develop when they open their nature and dedicate themselves to the service of others. There is nothing which will do so much for a life as the goodwill habit, the kindly habit, the habit of saying pleasant things about others. A good heart, a kindly disposition, a frank, cordial, open, generous nature are riches beside which the fortune of a multimillionaire shrinks into insignificance. The person who has these, though they have not a cent to give away, may do as much good as any multimillionaire, be they ever so generous with their money. The trouble with us is that we misunderstand, misjudge one another. We judge people too much by their mean traits, their mistakes, their shortcomings, their peculiarities. Many of us are so blinded by self-interest that we do not see the good in people. But when we learn to look for the good in them instead of the bad, we shall bring out the good instead of the bad. For our estimation of others helps to form their estimation of themselves. And no one can bring out the best when they believe and see only the worst in someone. If we held charitable, helpful views of one another, our mental attitude would revolutionize the world. Cultivate an open nature. Do not be afraid to speak to strangers, to let yourself out, to give your best to everybody you meet. Do not draw within yourself and shut up like a clam whenever you approach anyone to whom you have not been introduced. The cultivation of a helpful spirit of cordiality, of large-mindedness, a broad, generous way of looking at things, is of inestimable advantage not only to growth of character, but also to progress in the world. So much of one's success depends on the personal equation, so much upon the possession of attractive qualities, upon the personality, that the importance of these things cannot be overestimated. There is nothing else, for instance, which creates a good first impression so quickly and calls out such a feeling of goodwill as a frank, cordial manner, a manner that is perfectly transparent, that conceals no guile, covets no malice. While on the other hand, there is nothing that will freeze a person so quickly as an icy, formal, suspicious manner. Some people have a faculty for touching the wrong keys. From the finest instrument they extract only discord. All their songs are in a minor key. They sound the note of pessimism everywhere. The shadows predominate in all their pictures. Their outlook is always gloomy. Times are always hard and money tight. Everything in them seems to be contracting. Nothing expanding or growing in their lives. With others, it is just the reverse. They cast no shadows. They radiate sunshine. Every bud they touch opens its petals and flings out its fragrance and beauty. They never approach you but to cheer. They never speak to you but to inspire. They scatter flowers wherever they go. They have that happy alchemy which turns prose to poetry, ugliness to beauty, discord to melody. They see the best in people, and say pleasant and helpful things about them. Let us open up our natures, throw wide the doors of our hearts, and let in the sunshine of goodwill and kindness. Let us be at least as generous in judging others as we are in judging ourselves, as tolerant of their weaknesses as of our own. Let us throw away all animosities and try to be large enough and grand enough to see the God in the meanest individual. The habit of holding a kindly attitude of mind toward everybody has a powerful influence upon your character. It lifts the mind above petty jealousies and aggravations. It enriches and enlarges the whole life. If we have formed the goodwill habit, wherever we meet people, no matter if they are strangers, we feel a certain kinship with and friendliness for them. We have a greater interest in them. We feel that if we only had the opportunity of knowing them, we should like them. In other words, the kindly habit, the goodwill habit, makes us feel more sympathy for everybody. And if we radiate this helpful, friendly feeling, others will reflect it back to us. On the other hand, if we go through life with a cold, selfish mental attitude, caring only for our own, only thinking of what will further our own interests, our own comforts, totally indifferent to others, this attitude will, after a while, harden the feelings and marbleize the affections, and we shall become dry, pessimistic, and uninteresting. So, try to develop the kindly goodwill attitude toward everybody. If your nature is hard, you will be surprised to see how it will soften under the new influence. You will become more sympathetic, more charitable toward others' weaknesses and failings, and you will grow more magnanimous and whole-souled. The goodwill attitude will make you more lovable, interesting, and helpful. Others will look upon you in the same way in which you regard them. Just as the cold, unsocial, selfish person finds the same qualities reflected from others. How much better is it to go through life with a warm heart, with kindly feelings toward everybody, radiating goodwill and good cheer wherever we go? Life is short at most, and what a satisfaction it is to feel that we have scattered flowers instead of thorns, that we have tried to be helpful and kind instead of selfish and churlish. The world builds its monuments to the unselfish, the helpful. And if these monuments are not in marble or bronze, they are in the hearts of those whom their inspirers have cheered, encouraged, and helped. All of us, no matter how poor we may be, whether we have succeeded or failed in our vocations, can be great successes in helpfulness, in radiating goodwill, good cheer, and encouragement. Everybody can be a success in the goodwill business, and it is infinitely better to fail in our vocation and to succeed in this than to accumulate great wealth and be a failure in helpfulness, in a kindly, sympathetic attitude toward others. The habit of wishing everybody well, of feeling like giving everybody a Godspeed, will ennoble and beautify your character wonderfully, magnify your ability, and multiply your mental power. The human individual was planned on lines of nobility. We were intended to be something grand, not mean and stingy, but large and generous. We were made in God's image, that we might be godlike. Selfishness and greed dwarf our natures, and make us mere apologies of the women and men God intended us to be. The way to get back to our true selves, to regain our lost birthright, is to form a habit of holding the kindly, helpful, sympathetic, goodwill attitude toward everybody.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.